Welcome one and all. This is Robert Rogers, the founder of Parkinson's Recovery. Thank you so much for connecting into our support group today. I want to make a clarification about our connection today. Sometimes we lose the connection. Don't ask me why, but we do. So if you all of a sudden listen to me talk or someone else talk and all of a sudden we go silent, you may need to call back in yourself, or it may be that I need to call back in. So just hold tight. That just happens to be the way this particular technology works. I do like the technology because it's international. People can connect in from all over the world. So nothing's perfect. Hopefully today we'll be able to have a continuous connection throughout our time together. The individuals who are connecting in today to our support group meeting actually are comprised of two groups. So just to clarify, the first group is a set of individuals that we have been connecting with each and every month, the last Monday at 12 noon Pacific time for the year 2016. This meeting today on December the 26th, is the 12th of the meetings that we had planned and scheduled for our group. We've had a marvelous time this year, I want to say, and I want to thank each of you who've participated in that particular activity for joining and connecting in. I learned a great deal from listening to your journeys down the road to recovery. It influenced my choices on who to have on the radio show and my choices of what I was actually writing about. So I thank each of you for connecting in, as I know I will be thanking each of you who will be joining me today and for the coming months in 2017. Now, if those of you who have been a part of the support group, in December of 2015, you actually paid a total of $120 to connect in each and every month, and that paid for the technology that we actually used last year. I decided to change exactly how this was working, and so I have set up a new, and I might say exciting, membership program that's basically includes the support group meeting announcements each and every month. There's a pretty easy to remember time for each of the meetings. It's the last Monday of each month at 12 Pacific time. The announcements are always listed on that member website. There are 12 websites to the membership, but the one that lists the connection here for our support group is the top one that's listed on the websites. If then you have been participating in the support group and would like to continue, all you need to do is to sign up for a membership. You will not be receiving any future emails from me giving announcements of our support group meetings. Everything will be posted on the member website. To do so, if you have not already done so, click on the link on the teleseminar page to the left where it basically says sign up for a Parkinson's recovery membership. And basically, once again, what that does is it just enables you to be able to continue your participation in our Parkinson's recovery monthly support group meetings, which of course are virtual and international in nature. And that is set to be the very same cost that you paid for last year. So it's $10, but instead of paying $120 at the very outset, at the very beginning, it's only $10 per month. I might say as a footnote, I decided to change my approach because when I offered the support group for last year at that $120, I received one email from a person who I know pretty well, and they said, is it possible that I could pay $10 a month? Well, at the time, I didn't have that set up, but I thought that's a great idea. And so that's what I've done. That's the opportunity available to all of those of you who are support group members from last year. So the bottom line is this would be the last meeting that we will convene for you if you do not sign up for Parkinson's recovery membership. And of course, it includes not just the support group meetings, but many, many other support group opportunities that I have designed to support everybody's journey down the road to recovery. So why the membership program? Why have I done that? Well, let me tell those of you who've signed up for a membership why. I have been doing research on Parkinson's now for 12 years. And so I've been able to talk with a wide range of individuals who have been successful in reversing their symptoms. So I'm very privileged in a way. Everyone has pretty much a different story. They're finding different kinds of ways to reverse their symptoms. The causes of their symptoms typically are varied and multifaceted and very different. And so the question I began to ask myself is, all right, what does everybody have in common who has, in fact, been successful in reversing their symptoms? And the answer turns out to be each of these individuals focuses every day on their health and wellness. And it's not the same kind of an approach. It's not the same set of therapies. It's not the same activities. Everyone has their own unique approach. But everybody focuses every day on their health and wellness. And so I've designed this member website to accomplish just that. Some of you who've joined as members haven't even entered into the websites yet. Let me invite you to do so and encourage you to connect in to the member websites each and every weekday. I don't update them on Saturday and Sunday, but during the weekday, in other words, Monday through Friday, you'll find new posts on every single website for the most part. Some of them have a post for the entire week, as you will soon discover. And what are the websites? Well, those of you who've been members who've had a chance to scour around the websites, you've already discovered that what we are posting basically winds up being all the kind of support systems you need to be able to reverse your symptoms. So for those of you who have not signed up, I encourage you to learn a little bit more about the memberships and sign up for that discounted rate. The normal rate is $25 a month, but for those of you who have been support group members, I just want you to be able to continue your participation at that very same amount that you have paid for this last year. Now, for those of you who are connecting in today and are new to our support group meetings, what I typically do is provide an overview of what's happened last month and what's coming up this coming month. And I also respond to email questions that I would have responded from our members or our participants. And then we basically check in with each person, and we want to just ask the question, what's up? What do you have going? Do you have any topics you want to discuss? Do you have any issues that you want to address? Any exciting revelations about your recovery? And so we check with each person, and we stay here and connect in as long as necessary to make sure that we connect with each person. All of the teleseminar shows, all of these programs are saved and recorded. And so if you're unable to attend live, as is the case many months, I know for many of you, you can always listen to the recording of the show at any time at your particular convenience. The link to connect in to the program is the same link as the live teleseminar program. Now, one little detail that would be helpful for you to know now that you're connecting into these support group meetings is the link URL, the website address link to connect in to each month's shows, always differs. It's always different. The telephone number that you can call and that little code that you have to type in is always the same. So on the last Monday of a month at 12 Pacific time, whatever that equivalent is to your local time, you can just pick up your phone. You don't have to be anywhere near a computer. You can dial in to the number that was indicated and connect into the particular program that we have for that particular day. So you can be anywhere and do that. As a clarification, too, the system that I pay for to be able to offer this service also has local call-in numbers. Those of you who, for example, live a far distance away from the United States, if you look at the local call-in numbers, you'll see more than likely a very close call-in number that you can use, whether you live in Australia, New Zealand, Japan, or France, or Great Britain, or wherever. And so use the local call-in numbers if you are a person who lives at a far distance away. Or, of course, you can always connect in to any of our programs through your computer. You do not have to use your phone. Now, the next order of business is to just talk about what, in fact, we've been doing here at Parkinson's Recovery. So I want to, first of all, make sure that you have a heads up on the two radio show interviews that I aired this past month. And that first show was on the autoimmune fix by Dr. Tom O'Brien. Quite a fascinating interview. He did a series called the Betrayal Series. I had a number of announcements and emails for those of you who signed up for the free newsletter because we were able to listen to all of those shows for free, which is exactly what I did during that period of time. So I gave you some alerts to be sure if you have the opportunity to listen to this free show, this free video that's opened up now, do so. And many of you did take advantage of that. Now, the interview with Dr. O'Brien specifically focuses on questions submitted by listeners that pertain to Parkinson's symptoms. Where do you find that radio show interview? Well, on the member website, there is a radio show page which contains all of the over 200 radio show interviews that I have aired over the past 8 years. You'll see Dr. O'Brien's interview at the top of that particular page, and you can immediately begin listening to the show there on the member website. The other show that I aired last month was quite fascinating. It was an interview with Margaret Wilson, and the title of her interview was How to Repair the Body's Ability to Heal Itself. Now, what she has just been certified to offer is a new technology, at least new to all of us, called NES Health. It's quite fascinating in that they're looking at helping to support the body's basic ability to repair itself. It's a fascinating interview. I don't have any updated evidence of people who've used that technology to report to you, but what I can tell you is my intuition tells me, wow, that's a really interesting technology. The person who created that is an acupuncturist from Australia, Peter Fraser, who basically worked on this technology for 30 long, marvelous years. It's nothing new. And so I would suggest if you're looking for other options or other opportunities, just listen to the radio show interview with Margaret Wilson and see what you think. Radio shows that are coming up. The amazing natural pharmacist Ross Pelton is a guest on my show January the 4th, this next week. And Dr. Pelton will be talking again, giving us an update on a natural way for the body to produce glutathione. And then the following week, Dr. Chris Hagerseth, who is a retired psychiatrist. Chris is a medical doctor who has a program for individuals who currently experience Parkinson's symptoms. Chris himself experienced Parkinson's symptoms, was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, experimented with some medications that really did not help him in any way, and so he began to explore other options. He began to use those natural options to see if he could reverse his own symptoms with, I'm pleased to report, wonderful success. So he's got a coaching kind of a program that he'll be talking about. He's refined and revised the program that he talked about when he was on the radio show a couple of months ago. So that's going to be a fascinating interview on January the 11th. The third show that I have tentatively scheduled is with an individual, Bill, who has Parkinson's symptoms. And Bill has concocted a cocktail that he takes every single day. It includes coconut oil and some other kinds of oils that has provided him with wonderful relief. Bill apparently lives in Washington, D.C., and he is a volunteer for the National Institute of Health and the individuals there that are focused on researching the impact of ketones on reducing symptoms of Parkinson's disease. So that should be a fascinating interview. Bill has a website where he's actually publishing the cocktail that he uses. So be sure to look for the heads up on when that particular interview will be aired. And, of course, these interviews that are coming up will be posted on the member website. So you'll have immediate access, or pretty immediate access, after they're aired on the member website. So they'll be easily accessed. You don't have to worry about, well, how do I find the radio show page? Now, the other thing I want to make sure that those of you who have joined as Parkinson's Recovery members know is, when you land on to the first website of the membership website, which is the website that provides information on how to connect in, what you need to realize is on the right column there are all of these other icons and descriptors of other websites. So those aren't actually pages. Those are actually other websites that contain updated information every weekday or every week. So in your initial introduction to the membership, take a little time at your leisure to connect in to each website, see what's there, see what information is posted. Some of them, it really takes a very brief visit to get the infusion of positive energy that is presented there. We have a variety of support systems that we are offering to you. I update them every day, so I spend a lot of my time and energy there in updating all of these websites. So it's anything but in a resource that's static. It's very much alive. And again, the idea, just as a reminder, is to connect in every day of the week and get that infusion of positive energy and support that really is conducive to a successful journey down the road to recovery. Now, I want to, at the next junction here of our initial presentation, I want to devote a time to read through a question that was submitted by one individual. I put out on the member website a notice, please submit to me any questions that you've got, any topics that you need to have addressed. That's the whole point of membership. And I'll be happy to address those here in the support system, or I'll record videos providing a response, or I'll give you some very specific direction of where on the member website you can find some helpful support that you're looking for. So the idea is feel free to email me your questions, your concerns, the topics you want to have covered, and I will report those back to everybody here in the support group meetings that we have each and every month. So here's the question that was submitted. I only have one. It goes as follows. My question is for my husband who has Parkinson's symptoms. He hasn't been diagnosed because we don't want to be told that he needs to start on medication. He's agreed not to go that route. He has the symptoms for a few years, some such as a weak voice for several years. We have watched a short YouTube video showing a remarkable immediate improvement in gait and mental clarity of a gentleman with Parkinson's disease who was administered an injection of glutathione. I think it was by Dr. Pearl Muter, who's a physician who practices in the state of Florida. Russ had a blood test a few weeks ago which showed his glutathione was within normal range. The functional medical doctor who ordered it said that for that reason she would not prescribe glutathione. I think suppositories and the nasal spray of glutathione are available without a prescription. First of all, a qualification. The nasal spray for glutathione does require a prescription. I don't know about the suppositories. So you would have to get agreement from your doctor to get that. So here's her question. Do you know whether individuals with Parkinson's disease with normal levels of glutathione can still benefit from additional glutathione? If so, how is it best absorbed? How does one go about getting it? So quite a fascinating question. Well, first, a comment about glutathione injections. I first learned quite a bit about this. It's been now 12 years ago in an interview with a woman who lived in Florida and had Parkinson's symptoms. She was receiving 3 glutathione injections from, I believe she said, Dr. Perlmutter every single week. And she received those injections for a couple of months. Now, in my discussion and interview with her, of course, I said, well, was it helping? And she basically said, yes, she did feel better, more energy, her gait was improved, et cetera, and she was pleased about the improvement. But as it turned out, I could tell that she was not continuing to get the injections. So my next question is, well, if it helps so much, why aren't you continuing with that therapeutic regimen? And her answer was, oh, my heavens, it's money. She said that, if I recall her response, the cost was really exorbitant. I think she said she was paying $100 per injection. It might have been per week. And she really was out of money. She couldn't continue to pay that kind of an expense for that particular type of treatment. So what I've discovered since then in interviewing a lot of other people is, yes, it's no question but that glutathione is one of those fundamental sorts of substances that is essential to the healthy function of all body systems. There's no doubt about it. And yes, it is true that many individuals that have neurological challenges are deficient in glutathione. And so many natural practitioners, many naturopaths will recommend some kind of a glutathione treatment. If you go to the health food store and get something that might be a pill that says it's glutathione, that's not going to help very much because there's a brain barrier that basically prevents the passage of the glutathione into the brain. So getting supplements for glutathione aren't a great help. The nasal spray, Dr. Lori Mischley from Seattle discovered that application of the nasal spray for her clients, in her view, tended to provide wonderful relief, and she was a great supporter of that. Dr. Mischley has been interested in doing research, so she actually did a study with the nasal spray to see if, in fact, that did exactly what she had observed it was doing. And as it turned out, the results of the study showed that it did not appear to provide a significant improvement. So she was very disappointed at that particular result. Now, my sense in terms of your actual question here is, well, will individuals at normal levels of glutathione still benefit? Well, of course, the real answer to that is your husband's body may or may not benefit from that. Everybody has a different response to whatever kind of medication you might be taking. I will be interviewing Dr. Ross Pelton next week, and he will be talking about a digestive enzyme that manufactures glutathione naturally. In other words, it facilitates the body's ability to make glutathione. I would encourage you to listen to that interview and see if that calls out to you and your husband as a potential option. I know it's an exciting discovery to learn about that, in that isn't it wonderful to realize that maybe there is an enzyme that will produce glutathione in the body naturally. What's the problem with getting glutathione injections, which do tend to pump up the energy and the flexibility of the body's ability to be mobile? Well, the issue is, whenever you slam the body with any kind of a substance, the body literally disables its ability to an interest in manufacturing that natural substance, because a lot of these substances the body actually makes naturally. And so if you're pumping in glutathione naturally through the stomach, that's not going to happen. But if you're giving injections, the body all of a sudden says, well, wait a minute, I thought it was my job to produce glutathione, but it looks like that's happening for some other reason, so I'm going to spend my energy and devoting my resources to helping the body out in other ways. So I would suggest that for anybody that has very, very low energy, yeah, glutathione might be a great boost temporarily. Now, my last comment is, this question clearly focuses on identifying a treatment that addresses symptoms. So it's what we would call a symptomatic kind of an interest. In other words, what you want to do is to find some kind of a therapy, some kind of a treatment that will provide relief. When you're looking at a video on the internet and all of a sudden the video shows a person who is particularly challenged, for example, mobility issues, and they take this particular therapy. In this case, it was glutathione injection, and all of a sudden, they're a different person. You want to say to yourself, wow, that's amazing. And of course, those videos are true, and the story is true, but you'll find many, many videos like that, by the way, for Parkinson's. You know, one therapy or one treatment or another, all of a sudden, the person is a lot better. Let me just say, that's temporary. So what you're seeing is a video afterward. It could be a few hours, a few days, but that's pretty temporary. What would the video look like if you were watching the person a month later after that particular treatment? And chances are what you would see is the person was probably reverting back to the same very type of condition with problematic symptoms. Why is that the case? That's the case because the focus was on suppressing symptoms, which succeeded in the short run. The focus was not on identifying the cause of the symptoms. What's causing the problem? So I would just suggest, in terms of responding to this question, why not step back and ask a different question? Instead of chasing after some kind of a treatment that's going to offer some kind of miracle relief, and there are treatments out there that do that, but they are temporary. Ask yourself the question, well, wait a minute, why don't we consider whether or not we think the factors here that he's experiencing are being caused by toxins, continuing exposure to toxins, traumas, perhaps some injuries, perhaps some family entanglements. You know, what really is the issue there? And again, it's usually not anything simple. What are the emotional issues that might be connected to the symptoms? So with all illnesses, there are typically emotional issues and traumas and stresses that underlie everything that's actually happening. So I would suggest, if the interest is in suppressing symptoms over the long run, there's a different kind of a question to ask, and that is, okay, what is the cause of these symptoms? And, of course, for those of you who have entered into the Jumpstart to Recovery, either online course or our actual course, that's what we do. The question is, what is the cause? Once you know what the cause is, then you can really begin to identify what might be therapies that will address the cause. So when you ask the question, well, this is how people with Parkinson's disease, well, remember, Parkinson's disease is a garbage can diagnosis. People with lots of different causes are grouped into that label. So it could be one person has Parkinson's symptoms because they were a victim of exposure to Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. That's the reason they have Parkinson's. So the treatment that would be applicable to that person would be facilitating a detox of that horrendous pesticide. And so it really depends on the factors that are aggravating and causing the symptoms, whether they are physical, whether they are due to accidents, whether they are due to exposure to toxins or pesticides, or whether they are due to some very serious traumas and emotional entanglements, which is typically the case for most people who have neurological challenges. So to summarize, that's my spin in reaction to that one question that was submitted. If you have questions that you'd like to be able to have discussed or addressed, please email them sometime during the coming month, and I'm more than happy to think about them and either write a response in the one page that's updates from Robert, or I can record a video once I get my new camera, or I'll be happy to actually report my response to the question on here, our monthly support group meeting. So for those of you who are new to the support group meeting, let me just explain the way it works. The way it works is we just imagine that we physically are all connected together in the same room. Of course, that's not the case because people are connecting in from different states, different countries, and so we're obviously not physically located together. But it is as if you might be attending an actual support group meeting physically in your own locality. The emphasis in our support group meetings is on identifying all the kinds of ways people are healing and being able to reverse their symptoms. So our emphasis is clearly positive. It's not focused on all the kind of problems that people might be encountering, but it's on health and wellness and recovering from whatever symptoms you currently experience. you will learn a great deal over the coming months to literally just listen to what other people are doing, what they're discovering, the kind of choices that they are making. And what I would invite you to do is, when you hear somebody with an idea and that resonates with you, well, a good idea would be for me to suggest to you, well, chase after that particular option. Sometimes it's an actual practitioner, or it's a therapy, or it's a revelation about why they're having the symptoms that they're having. And so just realize that listening in either live to the discussions or to the recordings can be really useful in terms of your own healing journey. And, of course, we're continuous. We're doing this every month. We're connecting in, getting updates. And so you get to know other people here in the support group pretty intimately over a period of time. Now, I have one more important qualification, because many of you are new here to our monthly support group meetings. And that qualification is, I'm going to now connect in to each person here who is listed on the control panel. And to be able to connect in, you just have to call. And I just want to say, hi, how you doing, what's up? And I just want to offer the opportunity for you to offer any reports or updates you'd like. If you'd really prefer to just listen to the discussion today, then just simply say, I'm really here to listen, and that's great. We don't want to ask anybody to have to talk if you don't want to or give any report whatsoever. So nothing is mandatory here. I know when I used to teach, I always felt as though it was most important that if people did not want to talk, but rather just listen, it can oftentimes be the case that you can actually get more value by listening than actually talking, depending on your own personal inclinations. So I want to connect in to each person, and so the idea is just connect in, say hi, get an update, what's up, do you have any questions that you'd like to address for the whole group today, or questions for me personally? Topics that you want to have addressed, and in some cases we can address those here immediately, and in other cases I may have to do some work on the question and then post a response on the member website. Now, another little detail that's really important for me to mention is, on the teleseminar page, which you can link to, that gives the details on each of these monthly support group meetings, there is a space in the left bottom part of the page that where you can write in a question or write in a statement or write in an update. You can do that right now if you're basically connecting into that teleseminar page. And if you're on the member websites, it basically is the support group meeting website, so you connect on that. And what you'll then do is connect on the teleseminar page. That takes you to the page. And over in the left bottom column, I should say column, yeah, you can type in a question or a statement. Some of you would prefer to write rather than talk, and so you can write those questions. And before we conclude, or even before I even start the teleseminar support group meeting, I'll check those questions, and so we'll be sure to respond and answer to each of those during the particular session. So you don't have to talk or connect in yourself personally. You can actually just type in any questions or concerns or statements, and I'll be sure to read those and address those during our meetings today. So we've had to take care of quite a bit of little business and details of exactly how all of this works today. But thank you for connecting in on this day after Christmas. So I'm going to now open up some lines, and I may not know exactly what your first name is, so I may have to basically just give your area code of your phone number and then see if we can't connect in that way. So the name that I have here on the control panel is Judd Kirk. With area code 909. So, Judd, is that you or someone else?
It's his wife, Terry, and I'm the one with Parkinson's. Hi. I'd like to just listen today. It's my first time, you know, to be a part of the group. And I just want to know about how long usually do these run?
Well, certainly they will usually run an hour. And, of course, they're all recorded, Terry, so you can listen to the recordings of all the sessions. The rule that I have is I want to be able to connect in with each person and have a full and complete connection with them. And so sometimes the sessions can last a little bit longer than an hour. They can be an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and a half. We don't have a firm. We're going to now, you know, lock this off. So it kind of depends.
Good.
We have today, I'm counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 6 persons, including you, that have connected and lied. A lot of people listen to the recordings of the sessions, especially on a day like today, which is a holiday. So today it'll probably be an hour or an hour and 15 minutes, something like that.
Okay, great. And thank you so much for what you're doing. We really, really appreciate it. And I'm the one with Parkinson's, and I have a wonderful caretaker, and his name is Judd.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for connecting in today to the session. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Well, I look forward to learning a lot and doing a lot and hopefully being able to contribute.
Oh, so wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
And now let me connect in to Trula, T-R-U-L-A. Hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, so just want to say hi and what's up?
Well, this is my first time, and I guess I could say that I'm really, really new to Parkinson's in the sense that I received my diagnosis only 9 months ago. And I'm in the pretty early stages, so I'm not taking any medications. My father had Parkinson's. He was diagnosed at age 68, and he developed dementia with it and died at age 73, so only 5 years beyond diagnosis. And I'm 70 years old. So one of the things that obviously would concern me all the time is that whenever I think about my future, I think about my dad and what happened with him. And so I'm, at this point, I think, just trying to distinguish how different Parkinson's can be, not only from person to person, but from person to person within the same family, parent to child. How similar do those symptoms evolve? Or am I likely to have, is it possible that I'd have a totally different path from my father?
Yes. So, Trula, you raise a quite interesting concern, and it opens up a discussion about entanglements in family systems. What you're concerned about is taking on the pain and the suffering of your father out of love. And as it's turns out, to the surprise of many people, we as children do just that. We will take on the pain and the suffering of our father, of our mother, sometimes of a sibling or a grandparent, out of love. There is a radio show interview that I did, it's now been about 7 or 8 years ago, with Dee Woe, and she gives, I think, a beautiful explanation of the issues with entanglements in family systems. They're not conscious. They are subconscious kinds of dynamics, but they are very, very powerful. So let me just ask Trula, have you had a chance to connect into the member websites and know how they work?
I think so. I found the 12 websites, and then I found on, I think it was the member page, there's a whole list of separate topics, very short list. I mean, a long list with some of the topics have like 66 entries to them, and others have like 2 or 3.
Okay, that's the one of the 12 pages is that radio show page. That's exactly right.
Right.
That's the radio show page.
Right.
And so we have over 200 radio show interviews on that page. And for those of you who are listening who have joined to become members and are not quite acquainted with the member websites, if you look down the right-hand column of the member websites, you'll see listed all the different pages with information that's updated continuously. And so what I'm suggesting you can do, Trula, is get back on that radio show page on the member websites.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to the categories on the right column. So for those of you who are listening, you have to scroll down the page, the radio show page,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see a large number of categories that are listed. I spent, I think, the last 4 months in just looking at the shows and making sure that I could categorize the topics that were listed in each show. You'll see there's a category, as I recall, of family entanglements.
Yes, so, yes, entanglements and family systems.
That's it. Okay, so click on that, and you'll see that radio show comes up. There may be some others, too. I can't quite remember. And so then when that comes up, you just click, and you know, you'll have to devote about an hour to listening to the full interview, if not a little longer. And that will give you a preliminary clue about the dynamic that's involved. The most important bottom line of family entanglements is, yes, they are powerful. Yes, people can take on disease from a parent or a sibling or a grandparent unconsciously out of love. And yes, it is very, very possible and doable to unravel that entanglement so that you are no longer taking on the symptoms and the pain and the suffering of your father.
Okay, well, I found the program, and I definitely will listen to it.
That's what I would suggest, is listen to the program. In on the online Jumpstart to Recovery course, so we have one course where I'm live for 8 sessions with people, and there's also the online, it's called a Udemy online course, so there's, I think I've got something like 94 lectures on the course about different topics. So in the Jumpstart to Recovery course, there's a whole section in the course, it's one of the last sections, on entanglements and family systems. And in that particular presentation, I give an explanation of course, what the bottom line issues is, where the source of entanglements originate. And then I also provide a technology that you can employ to actually identify whether the entanglement is in fact the case for you or not, and if so, how to address it and clear it. So that's another resource that you could just consider. But initially, most importantly, listen to the radio show interview with Dee. I've had some other radio shows where I've talked about this issue. Those are probably listed as well. And so know that, yes, it's possible this has happened. It's possible that you're in some way energetically connected to what happened to your father and taking on his pain and suffering, but that once you can identify whether or not this has happened for you or not, the good news is that you can clear it, acknowledging it first and then clearing it, and then it's done. And then you get to address whatever issues are up for you rather than the issues that you're taking on from your father.
Okay.
So does that help?
Well, it's interesting. I think I have to think about it. And I might want to listen to the program and then maybe next month or somewhere in an email find out more about your other resource that you mentioned, because I kind of missed some of that when you said it.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, and you can listen to the recording, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Family Constellations. That's the actual word if you're going to do a website search. Family Constellations. It's not about stars. It's about basically entanglements and family systems. There's, I guess, 100 years of technology behind all of this. It originated with a person quite interesting from Germany by the name of Bert Hellinger. He's written a number of different books on this. I actually got training from Bert to understand how to facilitate these kinds of constellations and how to help people clear their issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what I've learned in doing about 100 or more constellations for people is it really is a very powerful and a compelling dynamic. But second of all, the good news is that once it's acknowledged, you can clear it. So you don't have to continue to carry it on. That's the good news.
Okay.
So well, good luck, and let me know what other follow-up questions you've got. I'm here to help in any way that I can.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Trula. Thanks so much for connecting in today. So hello, Rita. Are you there?
Hi, Robert. We're here, Rita and
Russ. Good.
It was Russ.
Oh, hi, Russ. Well, great to hear both of you. So any updates or any issues you want to address?
I want to thank you very much. A fantastic answer about the glutathione. That sure was very helpful.
Oh, good, Russ. I'm so glad to hear that.
And we'll take your advice about following through on that. Sounds like you have a lot of good ideas that we can check out online and whatever.
Oh, good. Great. And in terms of that particular topic, be sure to, if you have the opportunity, to listen to my interview, radio show interview with Ross Pelton.
Absolutely.
About that. Yeah, and I have to say, I'm interested in that, too. I thought, that's a really neat idea. And Ross is pretty amazing in the sense that he's well-known. He's really very famous in his own right. And he actually traveled to Eastern Europe, to Estonia, to interview the researchers who discovered this to see if, you know, he would convince himself that it was really legitimate. So he spent quite a bit of effort and time in investigating this as a discovery, and he's convinced that it really is the real deal. So he'll be able to give us an update on what he's discovered from that here next week.
Yeah, what he discovered, and also how to do it.
That's right. Well, I guess there's a product. It's something called a liver detox, RAG, AGS, or something like that. He'll talk about it next week. And basically, it contains this enzyme called ME3, which also, and the product has also detoxing properties for the liver. So we all have livers that have toxins. That's what the liver is supposed to do. It's supposed to get rid of the toxins. So, but the product actually apparently facilitates the natural production of glutathione through the gut, through the digestive system, because of the presence of this enzyme. And then apparently it also contributes to some detoxing of the liver. And I guess Ross will explain to us more thoroughly what that's all about next week.
Well, that's excellent. That will be very helpful. I definitely want to catch up on that.
Great. Wonderful. Anything else you wanted to connect in with or discuss?
Not today. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
You're very welcome. Rita and Russ, thanks so much for connecting into the program today. So, Michael Fader, hello. Are you there? Michael, this is area code 412. Michael, are you there? This is Robert.
Hi, this is Gloria Fader. I have Parkinson's.
Oh, hi, Gloria. I just had the name Michael up here, so that's why I said Michael. So, hello, what's up with you?
Well, I have Parkinson's symptoms, and some days I handle it well, some days I don't. I'm taking carbidopa lopidopa.
Right.
That's the only thing I'm taking.
Oh, I see. So you're have joined into the membership program, and you're interested in exploring other options for helping to reverse your symptoms?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Well, you're going to find you're going to find a ton of wonderful ideas on the member website. Is there anything specifically that you're drawn to explore?
I don't know enough about it yet to say if I'm drawn to something.
Okay.
I'm doing exercise, Tai Chi and Qigong.
Oh, wonderful.
That's helping me a bit.
Wonderful. And there are some wonderful resources on the member website, some radio interviews about all three of those topics. So you might, when you have a little extra time and think to yourself, well, what can I do that would give me the greatest joy? You might connect into the member website, click on the radio show, and you'll see a category down there that would be Tai Chi and Qigong and also exercise. So we've got a number of interviews with some amazing people about that. That'll give you some wonderful insights and support about why that's helping.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thanks so much for connecting into the membership, and we look forward to connecting with you over the coming months.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hello, Steve. This is Robert. Hello, how are you? Steve Burchett.
Just unmuted. Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. Hi, how are you?
Okay, great. Wonderful, thank you.
So anything up in particular with you that we need to discuss? Any topics, questions, issues, updates?
I just listened to that 90-minute show last night with the doctor fellow there from Australia.
John Coleman?
And, yeah, what an amazing interview that was. Thank you so much for that.
I thought
I learned
so,
so
too.
Much from there.
I thought so. He did an amazing job.
Yeah, even the way he closed it, it was just like he encapsulated the whole conversation in the last sentence, too. It was beautiful.
Right.
But anyway, that was exactly what I just got diagnosed, if that's what you want to call it. I got labeled about a week or two ago, the same day that my best childhood friend passed away from Parkinson's complications.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
And then, so I've kind of been, I just got done hiking the Appalachian Trail, which was where the tremor developed, over 5 months on the trail. And I came home and it got even more. It progressed more. And so I am definitely on the fast track to looking for, my heart told me everything that the doctor said last night on that interview. It was like, I kept asking the doctor since I've been back, well, what about the causes? Don't we want to like find out what's causing it? And they're like, no, it doesn't matter. It's a lost cause. Three times.
Right.
It's a lost cause, he told me, three times. Just wants
well,
to get the drugs.
That's right, and that's an honest answer. I mean, what their specialty is to suppress symptoms. That's what they do.
Right.
And I know that a lot of people have a lot of criticism of that, but as I've really thought about it over the last 12 years, that's sort of the market demand, Steve. That's what people want.
Right.
And I have to raise my hand. When I've got a headache, I just want something that will take the headache away. You know, it's like,
sure.
I don't care what it is. I can't take this anymore. So what people, when they get symptoms, what they want is they want to go and they want to have something, whether it's a surgery or a medicine, that will just eliminate the problem. And, of course, the wonderful thing about all the medical professionals out there is that they really are wonderful for acute problems like accidents and other kind of emergent issues. I'm glad they're out there. But for chronic conditions, the fact is the best they can do is suppress symptoms. So I think it's smart. I think you're making some smart moves to say, well, wait a minute. I don't really want to suppress my symptoms. I want to address the cause. I think that is just so wise.
Okay. And the three areas that he spoke of, which if I recall correctly, were toxins, stealth, infections, and the first one was something else. Do you remember what it was right off the top of your head?
Toxins, bacterial infections, and trauma.
All three of those areas I've got serious violations of, from being a farm boy and chemicals and having Lyman Babesia and whatever the other one was. So I'm totally committed to making entire lifestyle changes, which I'm already in progress of doing, but I feel a little overwhelmed at this point because it's like I don't want to even eat anything unless I know it's the best thing for me. So right now I'm starving. So I gotta kind of get a grip on things here so I can move ahead in the right direction. And this whole thing that you have designed is exactly what I was searching for.
Oh, great.
My fumbling around searching skills, I came across you and I'm very, very grateful, but I would like a little bit of guidance to just get started and so I can pick up the ball and run with it, you know?
Right.
There was something about a scale or whatever that you kind of rate yourself with and where the progression is at this point so that you can
yes,
along the way.
That's right, Steve. It's called Symptom Tracker. And you can get access to that if you go on to the ParkinsonsRecovery.com main website.
Okay.
And on the first page, I have just a couple of rows of little icons, and you'll see one of them says Symptom Tracker. Click on that image. That'll take you to the page, and it will basically – it's a very simple page. I don't even have an explanation of what it is on the main page.
Okay.
It basically says register. Click that, and you have to enter a username and a password. Remember those. And then what you do is you go in and you answer this 39 questionnaire, which is a research instrument, and you get a baseline of your situation. And then you can go back into that very same system using that password that you set and your username a month from now or 2 months from now and get an update and see your progress.
Okay.
So that's a one. Say again?
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
I was just, yeah, so you can get an assessment of and celebrate the progress that you're making with regard to your recovery. And
awesome.
There's
That's
a
wonderful.
There's a reason why I designed that. The reason I designed that is we discovered in sort of the early years of researching this particular challenge that when people were recovering, when they were seeing sustained and substantial relief from their symptoms, they did not realize it. They didn't know it.
Right.
So they're thinking that, well, I still had these horrible problems. And, of course, what's really happening is they might have had four dominant symptoms, and then in 1 month, two of those symptoms all of a sudden were resolved through making the kind
right.
of changes that you're obviously making now. And yet two of the symptoms are persistent, and so that's what's in their face. That's what they're bothered with, and they don't
right.
remember that they had these four symptoms a month ago. And when I, after interviewing a lot of people, I realized, well, that's the tendency for a lot of people. And then I really did some soul searching, and I realized, well, wait a minute, I'm the same way. It's like we're all the same way. If you ask, well, how are you doing today relative to a month ago or 2 months ago? I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't have a clue. So I realized what really I think can help is to have tracking, to track yourself. And
okay.
see how you're doing each and every month. Celebrate the successes. It may be there's a little slippage here or there, and you can say, oh, wait a minute, I need to spend a little more energy in this area. It, you know, there's a sort of a psychological section there. Who knows what it is? And so you can say, oh, wait a minute, okay, let's devote a little time and effort and energy to healing that.
Okay, and then I saw jump starting or something, the program. That would be another thing to do. Is there anything else?
Oh, yes, we got a course, a Jumpstart to Recovery course, that it's an 8-session course. It begins January the 10th. I do a couple of those a year, and it's a live 8-session course. The textbook materials are on the online Jumpstart to Recovery course that I mentioned a little bit earlier in a response. And so that course begins January the 10th, and we actually, it's interesting you ask, we do have a couple of seats left that are still open for that. You'll see a link to the Jumpstart Recovery course with a pretty good explanation on the main website, parkinsonsrecovery.com. So it's labeled Jumpstart to Recovery. And this particular class is quite fascinating. We've got people who have signed up from all over the world. We've got Italy, Germany, we've got Great Britain, France, Canada, U.S., and I'm not even covering everybody, Netherlands. It's like it's an amazing group of individuals. And what I have learned in doing the Jumpstart to Recovery course is I love to do it because there's so many fascinating people who have so many fascinating insights and recommendations, you know, therapies I've never even heard about. So it'll prove to be quite a fascinating journey if you decide to take it. So we'd love to have you sign up. And you can get, again, information and sign up information on the main website. I have not closed enrollments yet. It's still open.
Okay, thank you. What would be the last thing you might say? I want to start doing things immediately, not like next week, next month. I want to start right away. So what can I focus on?
So I would recommend that you visit the member website every day, but don't plan on having to spend 4 or 5 hours. Devote maybe 15 minutes every day to the member website. That's going to orient you into a very positive frame, a very healing frame, which is what you need. In terms of devoting your energies, from how you just asked that question, it's clear that the emphasis will be, well, let's find something that will fix this, and let's do it now. And what I would suggest is, for right now, so that you don't get too overwhelmed, because there's so many therapies out there that offer the potential for wonderful relief, but only for certain people. See, it depends on what the cause is. I would invite you to basically put everything on pause and focus on the question, what is causing my symptoms? And be very clear about that. So you already have a pretty good idea. You've listened to the program last night. You've got a pretty good idea of what those areas are. So do some meditations and some further discovery on, okay, what really is the cause of this? And once you have a good idea of that, then you can begin to support your body's ability to clear all that out.
Okay. It's current stress and pain in the body, current that's active right now, and it's stored trauma in the body. I discovered this while on the 5 months and the months.
So trauma, stress, that's exactly it. Those are at the core foundations. And so recognizing that and then realizing that there are lots of ways that you can actually begin to clear out and get relief from the stress and the trauma that you've actually experienced. It's a body, it's a physical issue. Trauma is embedded at the cellular level in the body. There is an interview that I would recommend that you listen to, since I know you're really overwhelmed with 200 over radio shows, that is quite interesting. It's an interview with the man who created a program called Trauma Release Exercises, T-R-E. And if you'll go on the radio show page, I believe I've got that categorized as T-R-E. And if it's not categorized like that, it would certainly be categorized under trauma. That particular therapy is one that's used for war veterans now to help them basically address their PTSD and their traumas that they've experienced during wartime. And so it's an interesting therapy because it's something you can do for yourself every day. And it involves, this is going to probably be a surprise to some of you who are listening, it involves inducing tremoring and shaking. So a lot of people who have the tremoring challenges, they want to suppress those because obviously it's an embarrassment and it's a nuisance for lots of different reasons. But what he, the developer of this, has discovered is that when you induce shaking and tremoring in your physical body, it's actually a release of the embedded trauma. It releases it. And he gives you a whole technology for how you can actually do that. And so that's something that you can do yourself. There are therapists who are certified to be able to facilitate the release of called trauma release exercises. And so you might be able to find a therapist in your local city that can actually facilitate that for you. But you can also basically do it yourself. He has a training program. He has some videos. So you can learn how to do it yourself, and you can do that every day.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I love all of you, and I particularly appreciate the work you're doing, Robert. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Steve. It certainly is an honor and a privilege. So I'm looking down the list, and it looks like we've had an opportunity to connect with each of the individuals who have been able to have the opportunity to connect in today. Know that you can listen to the recording of any of these programs by clicking on the same link that is the live link to the radio shows. Actually, I should say this is the teleseminar page, not a radio show page. And for those of you who are members, be sure to connect in to the member website, become acquainted with it. If you have any questions, be sure to let me know. I'll be happy to support and help that in any way that I can. And for those of you who are individuals who have been members of our support group over this entire past year, I hope that you continue your participation. It's been a joy and a privilege for me to connect with you and get to know you. And again, you can do that by clicking on the registration link on the teleseminar page or email me, and I'll be happy to send you that link. Again, the regular price for memberships is $25, but because you've been a support group member for this entire last year, I wanted to provide a little discount for you to continue your participation. And again, for those of you who are people who have not yet actually registered for a membership realize that there are many, many additional support services that are now available to you on a day-to-day basis. And so becoming a member is more than just getting the advantage of connecting with one another at the end of each and every month, last Monday at 12 noon Pacific time. You get many, many more support services in the forms of ways to laugh, to make dopamine, ways to increase your neural pathways, to forge new neural pathways. We've got several opportunities to do that. We've got mind challenges. We've got recipes. We've got a short exercise for every day. And the most important thing I'm most proud of are the meditations on the website. So there's a long weekly meditation that lasts about 30 minutes, 25 to 35 minutes. And then there are daily meditations that all are focused on a different subject. So I say meditation, this is not just focused on breathing. This is a guided meditation. This is a substantive meditation that has a very specific focus each and every week to support your healing journey. So I look forward to connecting with each of you 1 month from today, approximately, which will be the last Monday in January at 12 noon Pacific time. And I just want to say it's been a privilege and an honor to provide the support services that I do here through Parkinson's Recovery. And you guessed it, that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound. That just are a little bit mopey today, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you have become members of Parkinson's Recovery, that you are solidly traveling down the road to recovery, whatever choices you elect to make. It's a privilege and an honor. I look forward to connecting with you through the member website each and every day during the coming months and next month at the last Monday of the month. May you have a magnificent holiday and a spectacular New Year.